This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Books and Betches, not to be confused with Books and
Blackbird.
I'm Kristen, and with me I have
Erica.
Maria.
That's Erica.
Erica.
Yeah, and Maria. This is a book podcast where we swear, we spoil, we talk about sex, and we suck at it. Mike pointed something out about our new intro.
Ooh, okay.
It sounds like we're saying we suck at sex. And I want to say, that's not what I'm saying here.
Kristen says she's an expert.
We suck at all three.
Kristen says she's an expert. She's fine.
We suck at talking about all three.
Yeah, we suck at talking about it all. So I just wanted to point that out in case anybody was confused.
You want to come over here?
Oh, Zena's here.
Zena's a mess today.
Zena's in the house.
I should have left her at home.
So book she's podcast. Okay. Yes, we are talking about a book called
The Butcher and the Blackbird
by
Breanne Weaver.
Breanne Weaver.
Whoa, you had that. That was really well done. Where the fuck did this book come from?
I don't know if it
came from Erica.
Well, yeah.
Did it go viral? I don't know. I just know that a lot of our followers are reading it, or the people we follow are reading it. So I've seen the stories a lot. I don't scroll through the feed a ton, but I do click through stories a lot. And I like saw a lot of people were like posting like that they were reading it. I think I saw it a lot. I don't know. It was just like one of those things that I like a couple people that I regularly like listen to in terms of like what they're reading were like, you need to read this. Like, this is fun. And it was like, honestly, like this is like my bread and butter type book.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like it's funny. It's light. It's like dark.
It's funny. Light. It's dark. Okay. Remember last week or a couple weeks ago, Erica said,
Erica doesn't like thrillers.
Okay.
Kristen doesn't like cheesy romance. Kristen fucking hates cheesy romance and she'll never like it.
Is it cheesy? They were murderers.
Is it cheesy?
Oh. They were murderers.
It's okay. I have
no. It's campy.
You're not a psychopath. Campy. You're my psychopath. Ooh, that was epic. I could name a few.
Ooh, I don't remember that.
Oh, I could send them all
to
you.
I think you probably read it in too fast.
Don't worry.
I listened to it.
I took notes.
That's what I mean. You listened to it too
I
fast.
I took notes. Did we all listen to it?
Yes.
This is an audiobook for us. Yes. I will say.
Can we say that the
narration's fun, but also horrible at the same time. But other people will like
his,
it.
His accent was delicious.
Sublime.
It was great until the fucking epilogue.
Sex scenes, yeah.
Then he tried to do a southern accent, but it was.
Epilogue was weird.
Yeah, it was horrible.
We'll get there.
But the woman, though, is one of the most dramatic audio narrators I've ever. And for a book like this, it does not work.
I was telling Kristen, like,
fun.
She's fine. No. I think Kristen's just a little too extra about it right now.
No. No.
Let me get it out.
No!
I had listened to both of these narrators, Jo Arden and I don't know her name. They did another book that I listened to called Lovely Bad Things, which was in the same vein as this, just not campy. It's very much like one serial killer. She's a detective. She's going to use him to like find another serial killer, whatever. But it was the same dynamic. Like they both had this overacting type of thing with their narration, her especially. But it wasn't too bad.
This one was too much.
Those narrators are very applauded.
Yeah.
Like they're very loved.
Cool.
I'm just saying, I think you might be in the minority here.
That's fine. I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
I also wanted to bring up at the top of this, like, you really loved this book. I really hated this book. And I don't want to shit all over a book that you like, but I think that's a topic that I've wanted to discuss for a long time. There are certain people that say, like, if you don't like the book that I like, don't fucking talk to me about it. If you don't like the book that I like, I'll just like block you and I'm not even going to look at your review. I think that's like a little ridiculous.
You know, what's really interesting is like, I don't understand that logic because it's like, you don't like this book. I like this book. There's books that you like that I don't like.
Exactly.
Vice versa. And it's like, that doesn't make me not like this book any less.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of people that listen to us that like literally hate, like think about Iron Flame, right? Like half of our followers love that book and we decimated it.
while giving it a 4-star
read
at the
it,
end.
Like legitimately read it to Phil.
We had one comment recently on YouTube where this person said, I love how you are just destroying this book, but then like 5 stars. It's like, don't know. Do I know if you like it or not? Not sure. But you know what? Now I want to read these books to find out for myself. And I'm like, if that's what's like our commentary is getting you to do, to go read these books for yourselves and make your own opinion, then yeah.
I think it also brings up the point of like, you can be critical of things that you like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you, like Twilight, for example, I know there's a shit ton of problems. I enjoy it regardless.
Yeah.
Despite itself.
Yeah.
Bertrand and Blackbird, I'm sure there's fucking problems with books, this book, like that you're going to bring to light right now. I like it despite those things.
Yeah. And that's awesome.
So,
and I don't think any less of you for liking this book. I feel like a million people like this book, and that's awesome. And I love that. It's just not my cup of tea. I just think we all have, like, art is so fucking subjective. We all have different ways of, like, viewing things. And the whole point of this podcast is to dissect and talk about books. So, like, if I'm going to be harsh on it, I'm sorry if you liked it. And that's fine.
Like, but, like, I think I'm going to caveat that. It is not just us, like, dissecting books and, like trying to get into them. It's, like, us talking about them like people.
Yeah,
like yeah. I don't think saying dissecting is a part of our mantra here, because it's not.
Yeah.
I think we talk about books how we want to, and we harp on what we want to harp on, and we focus on what we want to focus on. So.
For sure.
Like you would in a regular conversation with your friends.
Yeah. Well, which is like what they were doing.
But like, you're not going to sit there and like talk about the pros.
Right.
No.
You know what I mean?
Because then we're going to be like, you're my psychopath.
I got things to say about the pros. Okay.
I wish I had read it physically so I could highlight things.
Yeah.
You know what I think about all the time is like, if I read this book on paper, would I have enjoyed it as much?
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. See, I'm like, if I read this, maybe I would have enjoyed it more.
But no, both ways.
Yeah. Isn't
both
that
ways,
interesting?
Right?
It is really interesting.
When I do like a book or when I don't like a book, depending on the format that I read it in, I'm like, would I have?
There are books that, because Iron Flame, was that the first one? No, Fourth Wing.
Fourth Wing was
I was started by listening to it, and I was like, I fucking hate this. And then when I read it, I was like, okay, I understand
but
now.
There are some books that I loved both ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Like I read a bunch of the Suzanne Wright books on paper.
Yeah.
And then she comes out with the audio, and they're usually on Scribd for free. So then I end up listening to them.
Everend,
like over there. So then I'm like, oh my God, I love this book both ways.
Yeah. Sometimes you surprise me. You'll bring a book and I'll absolutely love it. And I had no idea. And then sometimes I'm like, yeah, this sounds
right. Really thought you guys would like this one.
Well, she liked it.
I liked it. For me, it wasn't like a full on love. It was like, all right, ride.
Should we do the 60 second? You're obviously doing it.
Yeah, you're doing it.
You love it that
really
much.
That.
It's not that difficult. There's not a lot of plot. All right. Erica.
Okay.
In 60 seconds or less.
What are your names again?
Oh. Don't tell her. Let her figure it out.
Rowan.
I just read it.
He's Rowan and she is, oh my God.
I don't know. I can't think of
her name.
It was
an S?
Fuck. Sloan.
Sloan.
Okay,
Sloan.
Here we go.
I love the name Sloan too.
If you're new to this podcast, we do this thing where we attempt to explain the entire plot summary of a book in 60 seconds or less. This week, Erica's doing Butchered and Blackbird.
Butcher and Blackbird.
The Butcher and the Blackbird.
It's not Butchered Blackbird.
The Butchered Blackbird.
Where this fucking book is.
She did get butchered, though.
I butchered the
By
Blackbird.
That dick.
Okay, Erica, here we go. In three. Wait. Wait, we need a
you're
clock.
Welcome.
That's not good. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so the main character is Sloane, and she is a, I would say, apathetic serial killer, but she only kills bad guys. And she ends up crossing paths with another serial killer because she kind of, like, got herself caught in a cage during a kill. And he, like, kind of almost instantly falls in love. It's a little insta-lovey. He, like, really likes her. And then they kind of, he, like, wants to see her again, but he knows that he won't. So they create, like, a pact that they'll like keep killing in competition with each other.
Left.
He's also a good serial killer who only kills bad guys. And it's a very campy like telling of, and it's a slow burn like romance of them falling in love, but also like apathetic friends too that are serial killer co-workers, and they end up like killing together, falling in love. And I don't actually know, like, that's like the plot is like they kill together, fall in love, and they like at the end try to kill somebody, and they like shit happens and they're fine.
So they play a game.
She did really well. She did really well, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
She got the main point
she
of it.
And it was the competition. She talked around the competition a lot. Was like a little.
She said a lot, but not a lot, you know?
I don't like that you just reused my phrase against me. I was talking about something with work, and I was like, I said something along the lines of like,
it's when you say too much.
When
you say a lot, but
don't say anything.
Don't say anything.
You talk a lot, but don't say a lot.
Yeah, that's what you just did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So they play. All right. Two serial killers. I loved the open of the book. I'll start there.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, the trigger warnings were really fun. They were reading.
Oh my God. I thought that was so fun.
That was very clever.
I skipped them.
Oh, that was a bad call on your part.
It was great.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They were fun.
The audiobook version of it was really fun. Yeah. They were like reading it back and forth. It was just fun and campy. And I was like, okay, this is fun.
It really started off
strong.
Like, on a good foot, and then like,
oh, maybe I did listen to it.
I even liked the cage stuff. So it starts off
so funny.
She's stuck in a cage with somebody that she killed, because didn't she kill him like through the cage and it happened to be locked?
He closed the door and the whole scenario
was just like, this is like really funny, and like the way that her like inner monologue is just like, I'm gonna be fucking eaten by these fucking maggots, and like,
yeah. She keeps calling Orzo.
Yeah. And then that's when Butcher, what's his name?
Rowan.
Rowan shows up because he was about to kill the same guy, but she beat him to it. And
that's where the game begins.
And he sees her stuck in the cage, and he's like, you know, he's got to help her, but he's kind of fucking with her a little bit, which is pretty funny.
And he finds out who she is, and he's like, oh, you're the Orb Weaver. Oh my God. You're like one of the best serial killers
ever. The Orb Weaver.
Because you pull out eyes.
But like, when you really think about it, like all of those are... All the names for serial killers on Criminal Minds and shit, they all make those like,
yeah.
No, for sure. No, I'm saying it's like that's the
it's
thing.
Just funny.
That's the vibe.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
the Butcher of Boston, I think.
I was a little confused about his side of things. Like, we got a lot of her and what her like murdering looked mm-hmm. like, but like, what was so
cool about him? Both of their murders.
Yeah, but what was so special about him?
He was Irish.
He's a butcher.
Okay.
He was Irish.
Hers was cool. She was like literally taking eyeballs and stringing them together.
Okay, well, she's a better character than he is. What do you want me to say?
Like, kind of. I don't know.
He was sexier.
Well, yeah, obviously.
His accent was so hot.
Like, Joe Arden is.
You fucking.
Oh my God.
You fucking look at the Irish. You fucking Orb Weaver.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Yeah, Orb Weaver.
You did good.
But anyway. he is like instantly attracted to her, and he's like, oh my God, I need to like, he like recognizes that he'll never see her again if he doesn't like lock her down. And he like picks on her like competitive streak and is like, let's do a competition. I think it was like every year.
Yeah.
They would like try to kill the same person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a little,
the competition was a little,
because Rowan's brother
loose on me.
Is, same. I believe some kind of like he's a government employee where he knows about certain bad guys before everyone else does.
So he's an assassin.
That's what he is. He's an assassin. Yeah. Mm. So he gives them a name, be like, hey, on this day in Virginia, y'all go over there and find your killer. And it always happens to be another serial killer that they're searching for. And that's how the game starts, like, every year. And so like, whoever wins gets, what's, like, the prize?
I don't think there is one. It's bragging rights.
I guess bragging rights.
It's just bragging
yeah.
rights.
Yeah.
Well, every time. So
which I thought that was, like, a little too loose
low
of a,
yeah.
Of a,
stakes.
I mean, they're killers. All they want to do is kill the person.
So yeah. So what I really liked about this is, like, they go through that and, like, they slowly start talking more and more, like, in between the years, right? Like, I think this is the span of, like, 5 or 8 years or something like that.
I think
like 5 or 7 years. And, like, through the years, they, like, talk more and more. And you could tell, like, they become, like, friends. But what I liked is that it showed the way, like, he killed somebody. Mm. And then eventually it showed the way that, like, she killed somebody. And it's, like, that stark difference
mm-hmm.
of, like, the two killers that, like, I think actually was very interesting, like, juxtaposed to each other. Like, because it kind of... It worked as a way of like showing the two sides of the characters and like who they are as people, killers, people, whatever.
I don't know. I didn't think there was much depth.
See, like I thought that was really cool that you saw like both sides of their kills.
Yeah. And then she ends up flying out to Boston because I think she lives in like California or something. But she flies out to Boston to try to get him at a restaurant. And because now she's starting to fall.
He owns a restaurant.
Yeah. She's starting to fall for him a little bit. and she's sitting in the booth, like, waiting for him. And when he shows up, she has this inner monologue that goes on for, like, 7 pages of just absolutely freaking the fuck out and then leaving and flying back.
I felt like that was, like, the most relatable 7 pages I've ever read.
I hated every second of it.
I was like, nope.
I was like, get the fuck over it.
That's me.
I was like, get up and leave then. Jesus Christ. You flew all the way out there.
No, Kristen, you're someone who overthinks just like we do. You'd be the same way.
I don't think I would ever fly all the way to Boston.
You wouldn't have made it
that
far.
To sit in there and wait and then be like, nope, I'm flying back home. That shit was crazy.
I kind of, so she, like, was drawing while she was sitting in that booth. I guess is she an artist? I don't know. She drew her blackbird.
She drew a blackbird.
He called her blackbird
because she was singing the song when she was freaking out in the cage in the beginning. She was singing it to, like, calm herself down. So that's how he called her blackbird.
So she draws the blackbird, leaves it there, whatever, so that he, like, knows that it's her, and he ends up getting it tattooed on him.
Yeah,
that was hot.
Was it?
It's hot.
Oh, okay.
It's apparently a trope people like. The whole, like, I got a tattoo about you and you don't even know about it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I wish the competition side of this was a little bit, like,
higher stakes,
longer, was more part of the plot, because the things, they kind of, like, happen quick and then it was over. Like, I don't know.
I wish there was a little bit more, like, dialogue in between the, like I didn't understand, like, the flow of the years very well.
Yeah,
I
guess
the pacing of it
took
me out a little bit. Was just how, like, okay, here's the girl's done, and then, like, another year later.
Yeah,
I liked the slow burn,
sure,
but it felt fast because we're like, yes, the years are going by, but at the same time, like, as the reader, it's really just the next page that they're, like, talking again. So it's like, it was hard to suspend the reality of the years passing by because of the way that it was written.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but it just didn't feel, I don't know, the pacing felt really weird.
It definitely did.
There should have been more in between, I guess, the years.
I think so too.
Because it went from, like, 0 to 100 so fast at the end there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The way that it was written, like, when they're actually, this is what kills me. It's the line by line, like you said, with Sarah J. Maas. I think the writing is so overdramatic, but, like, in a weird, I don't know, but I wrote down a bunch of quotes from one paragraph that, okay, this is in all in the same paragraph when she's running away from one of the killers. All right. These are the lines. Let the fear slide from my limbs. Blood drains from my limbs. Water pelts my throbbing face. Wind vacating my lungs through a scream, my panicked lungs. And I'm like, you're using so many words to say so little, Erica. And it's just like, it just, again, it brings me back to college when I would write like this too. And my professors were like, what are you fucking trying to say? Because you're using so many words.
Take that to the bank and cash it.
That's
a fucking,
oh, and
great,
also,
that's a corporate phrase.
Not to mention they used, like, and the whole time I'm thinking, I'm like, this feels like YA writing, but an adult book that's, like, erotic. And then at the end, it just fucking sealed it for me, Erica. He said, I release my barrage of questions on the breath I've been holding. What a fucking campy ass, stupid ass motherfucking way to say you release. Erica, go back and really read this book. Like, please, I'm begging you. Like, yes, you listen to it.
I mean, I will do it.
You had fun. You had fun. But go back and actually read it. I think you might have a different way of viewing it.
Yeah.
The writing is trash.
I think sometimes what happens, and I think this with a lot of books, and this is probably how people felt with, like, Iron Flame and, like, Fourth Wing, and maybe even House of Shadow and fucking Flame.
Whatever
that
it
was,
that title.
Oh my God, gave me an aneurysm. But, like, I think that sometimes people, like, love the vibes.
Yeah, and that's fine.
And they get caught up in, like, I think I got caught up in the vibes.
That's okay,
I mean?
Though.
Like,
that's okay.
Like, you're just, like, on, like, you catch the wave.
I wish
it's
I
like
could.
When you catch the wave, right? Yeah. Like, when you're body surfing and you catch that wave and you ride it all the way in and you fucking
best.
Eat all of the sand down the front of your bathing suit and you're like, that was fucking awesome. I'm gonna jump back in the ocean and do it again.
Do it again.
Like,
I
you
love
know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You are like,
I love
yes,
it.
All I got sand in my vagina.
I
have sand so far up my vagina, I'll never get it out. However, enjoyed the ride. You know what I mean?
And
I think
it's the ride.
I think I knew while reading this book that this book had issues, but I think that it's such a, for me, why I like this book so much is not so much, like, the line by line or even, like, the plot, really. I just think it was such a fun take on, like,
that's fair.
It was such a fresh take. I've never read something like this before.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen anything really like this before. Like,
I'll give you that.
It's fun. It's light. It's campy. You have a really sexy, like, Irish man. You have, like, two serial killers falling in love. That's not, like, Dexter. And mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen that before and it's not, like, great. And it's just, like, it was just fun.
It's campy. You know what I mean?
It's just, like, fun.
I felt pretentious writing those notes, if that makes you feel any better. I was like, oh, I'm one of those fucking Instagram bros that's like, you don't read real books. But so I get it.
I think that it's a very valid critique of the book to be like, line struggled. By line, there was issues.
I fucking struggled.
There were some lines of it that I was not into. Like, the fact that she kept saying, like, you're the worst.
Yeah,
over and over again. I wrote it down. I was like, if she says you're the worst one more time.
Oh, my God. It felt like children.
Also, like, who says girl cooties as adults? Like, the fact that he said, like, I got your girl cooties. Like, no.
There's a lot of that.
Uh-uh, sir. Mm-mm. I did think it was interesting how they added some of those, like, iconic serial killers, like, fictitious ones.
Mm.
So we had, like, what, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I think, that chainsaw guy from the, yeah. that almost caught her, and our Hannibal.
I thought of you the whole time, because he even
The minute he said, I, like, prefer a Chianti, I'm like, oh, is that what you're doing?
I was like, Maria's either going to like this or fucking hate it.
I was in the middle. I was like, okay, you could have made him better. Yeah. He was, like, not that great of a Hannibal character, but fine.
Sometimes I hate when the reference is something so over the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I wish it would be, like, I don't know, like, give me, like, a skin, like, suit. Thing or like drop the
That'd
name
be
of the
Jeepers
song.
Creepers. See, I wanted this to be darker.
No, because the serial killer in Hannibal was the skin. He, like, made the skin suits.
Oh, Buffalo Bill. Yeah.
Like, give me. I want something like a little like you gotta know. Like I feel like the Chianti thing is like you would know that even if you didn't watch it.
Yeah,
because the line is so iconic.
So iconic mm-hmm. and like in pop culture. Like, give me something like a little deeper cut.
Yeah. Also. It's only because I love Hannibal, but like she made the author made this Hannibal character seem kind of like dumb, like
yeah,
more
really
so
dumb.
Like, oh, I'm just super smart. I like to have
really
my
dumb.
Dinner guest and da da da. Right. To me, I'm like, Hannibal's 10 steps ahead of you. Hannibal would have known that you guys are like serial killers coming to kill him.
Right.
And would have done better about it.
I did like that the butler guy, like that.
That
was
a good twist.
That was a good twist. That was a fun twist.
I had no fucking idea.
That was a fun twist.
I didn't trust him. I was like, you're going to take this person who just got lobotomized and you're just going to leave him in the street?
I don't know. What
I didn't understand is I was like, why would, or how did he get, how did he not get lobotomized?
Yeah, so one of the serial killers that they go to kill, part of their game, is basically Hannibal. He eats people, and he has this butler that's kind of like sitting there and cannot speak, basically is just like a lost boy. And after they kill the Hannibal guy, Sloane has this bright idea and is like, you need to take this guy with you because he has nowhere to go. And it was like this whole, it was weird. I don't know why she even did that. But he did. Butcher took Butcher took that guy and basically made him his assistant. And
make him
like
the dishwasher at
his
restaurant.
At his restaurant. And then all of a sudden, like at the end, there's a twist where that guy tries to kill Butcher. And, you mm-hmm. know, Sloane has to go and save him. And that's kind of how the book ends. And there's the whole standard, I don't love you, to try to get you not to love that person. Blah, blah, blah. But...
No, the ending is our start into book two, which is the guy coming to
book
kill.
Book two?
This is a trilogy.
That's why
friends.
That's an epilogue.
It's a trilogy, yeah.
And I think that's where I'm lost here. I don't think it should have been.
I would never.
It should have been a one and done.
The next one is
the brother. I understand.
Of
what's
course.
Happening.
Classic.
I'm excited.
But
I
still don't think it needed to happen. I think it's just stay, because this is where like how I feel with some shows sometimes where they elongate things for no reason. Like, you know, like, something could end at season three, but you're gonna end at season six.
Yeah.
But I like wanted the brother's story.
I don't care about
story.
His story.
Yeah, you
want
you
it.
Liked it.
I want
so.
It.
Yeah, I'm okay.
The next story is the brother and her friend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
what's that girl's name?
Which I wanted to ask, Lark.
Lark.
I was like, you know, Lark song.
Yeah.
On the head. How would you guys feel if you were best friends with a serial killer?
Why would you ask that? And look at me like, Erica, we should leave.
No, it's an honest question, because I was reading it and I was like,
oh, it's an honest question.
Yes, because I'm reading it and I'm not sitting well with the fact that this like singer is all good being like, well, you're gonna kill someone tomorrow, you'll feel better when you kill someone tomorrow. I just don't think it just makes sense. I don't think it makes sense as a character.
I think she might be a killer too.
You think Lark is a killer too? Yeah.
I don't. I think that she's just like, oh, you kill bad people, so it's okay. Because didn't she also kill one of Lark's, like,
well, she killed the person who abused Lark.
The first one was the who abused Lark.
So then I think, like, if you killed, let's say something happened to me and you killed that person, I'd probably be like, fuck yeah, Maria.
Yeah, but then to turn into someone who's like, well, now my life's job is to be killing people.
Well, are you killing bad people?
What does constitute as bad?
Maria, who are you killing?
I'm not killing anyone.
Question.
I'm just saying.
Question.
I just thought it was
are
a
you
very
eating them? I have questions.
Ew, no.
Here's the question. Here's the real question. What would you say if I was Batman?
What the fuck is this question?
Well, it depends. How are you going to tell me?
And why haven't you shared your riches?
She is. She's it. Confirmed. Erica's Batman.
I'm Batman.
I'm so glad you knew what to say there. Well, if you said it like that, could you say it again?
I'm Batman.
I'd say you absolutely fucking are not. Maria, you try.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, I believe Maria more than I believe you.
Harvey Dent.
Yeah, it's Maria.
Can we trust him?
It's fucking Maria. It's Maria. Maria's Batman.
Rachel, where is Rachel? Rachel!
How did we get here?
No. This is a real question, though. Because the difference is the death, right? Not so much the vigilante.
True.
So, your line is the loss of life, because Batman doesn't kill people.
No guns, no killing.
I don't have a line. If Maria says I kill bad people, I'd be like, explain to me who are the bad people. And if she says like they're bad with beyond, like they were proven bad, because I don't think, like, this is like, do you believe in the death penalty? Because some people are innocent that end up on the death penalty, right? Mm-hmm. So I
think we're killing the wrong people.
Well, this is turning into a completely different conversation.
No. I think that people who, like, sexually abuse children should be killed.
Oh yeah. Oh. Absolutely, okay. Without a doubt. So if she's
not making
let's say
the episode.
So let's say Maria. Let's say Maria came to us and said, "I am killing people that are without a doubt horrible."
Why do you keep putting me on it? Why can't it be Erica?
I'm telling you, like, the line is Batman. Right?
No. Let me finish. If Maria came to us and said, Erica, Kristen, I kill bad people and I know that they're bad. I have beyond without like a doubt. They are bad. They do bad things to kids. They do bad things to whatever. I would say, great.
You would say great?
Yeah. I would say, don't get caught, because I would prefer you not to be in prison. Mm-hmm. How can I help? But from a distance. From a distance.
No, that is not.
That's
what
not
you're
the
asking.
Answer.
Mentally, I wouldn't help mentally. You with the murders.
Okay.
Jeez,
okay.
Calm down. Okay. And then I would ask a very normal question: do you eat them? Because it is going to change how I view you as
that's
a friend.
Fucked up. Because I would not. What are you doing?
What happened, Eric?
Are you okay?
Erica's trapped in the couch. Anyway, back to Butcher.
My imagery of you, you just like.
So yes,
I got stuck.
I believe that Lark is a believable character in which her friend murders people, but they're bad people, and she's kind of just accepted it.
I had to a lot of this I, book. I had to tell myself, Maria, this is not true. So don't put a logical mind on it.
But I'm giving.
But
you.
I couldn't get past the whole, like, if you tomorrow were like, hey, I'm gonna start killing bad people. I'm like,
really?
Yeah. Because
would you not be my friend anymore?
I would still be your friend, but I couldn't like condone it. I can't like condone killing. What I would do is, if let's say tomorrow,
I don't know. I feel like she's saying this to cover her ass.
If let's say tomorrow you had to defend yourself.
Yeah.
Like the first kill was.
Yeah.
Sure. But then to make your career a murderous career.
Yeah.
When in today's age, you can get caught so easily.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I would ask you. I'm like, are you, you're good. You're not going to get caught.
I would. Yeah. There would be some questions, but I genuinely think that, I come back to the Batman question.
Oh,
it's like,
okay, we're not.
I think that the death part is what would do it for me, not so much the vigilante part.
But they're bad people, and you believe in the death penalty. What's the difference if I'm killing them or if fucking the government is?
Because I believe in checks and balances. I believe in like the right to a trial and.
Well, let's say the trial finished. I'm plucking them out of prison.
That's
plucking their eyeballs out. I think that's probably where I would draw the line. If you were like, I also string their eyeballs, I'd be like, Maria,
she makes a sport out of it.
You're right.
I wish that it was like, okay, I she would find the bad people, give all the possible stuff to the police, and the police like would squander
it. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And then she'd be like, all right, well, the police like didn't do what they were supposed to do. Now it's now I'm up
to
that.
Or like go be a detective. Like make an actual career.
Like, no, like how are you getting paid? They're finding these serial killers that cops can't find.
Yeah.
I would use that power, like, hey,
because they're a serial killer, so they know how a serial killer
thinks. But that's fine. That's fine. But give them, I want due justice.
But it's like the Hannibal show. Isn't that guy, like, he can be in the mind of a serial killer?
Will?
Or
yeah. Mindhunter? Will, not yeah. Mindhunter. Will, he, Mindhunter has the same kind of premise, but that's based on, like, reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, Will Graham also does that, but he doesn't
kill
people.
Oh, I thought he did.
That it takes a big toll on him mentally.
Oh, I thought he did for some reason.
No.
That's the other thing, like they're like mentally fine with all of this. Also, like what's her full-time job?
That's what makes it so campy.
Like his is the restaurant.
She's like a data scientist or something.
That wasn't, I don't know. There's no depth.
Right?
Yeah, I think she's like some data analyst thing. Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about the sex.
Okay.
I want to talk about Club Tub when they go to Club Tub because I was in the
Why
parking
do you keep
lot.
Why calling it Club Tub?
Because you call it Club Tub.
You called it Club Tub?
I call my child's bath Club Tub.
Oh, sorry.
Well, yeah, it's don't been in do my this.
Head. Well, like now, just the I like the way that sounds. Club Tub? Yeah, that's okay. Hilarious. So I was in the parking lot trying to go to my GI doctor, and I was very early. And I was in the parking lot and I had it playing over my speakers. Mm-hmm. It was very loud. And it got, the sex in this book is actually pretty spicy. Would you agree?
Yeah, it was.
So I just want to say this for everybody listening. It's not a parking lot read or listen. That's all. That's my warning. Don't listen to it while you're in a parking lot and people are standing right next to your car.
It's like pretty, like, I don't know what about it. Was so, made it so spicy, but I remember listening to it being like, oh, oh,
it took camp and then made a hard left into dark romance. And I was like, ah, but I thought we were camping.
That's what I'm saying. And it does this in so many of these books, Erica, that you like, where it's like,
that you like,
the guy,
a little too much.
Well, it's always like the guy is like, I'll do anything for you. I'm obsessed with you in person. Like, I'm so nice to you. And then, like, there's a switch. Like, I understand, like, a gradual whatever, but there's this switch where they're just like, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you and you're gonna fucking like it, you stupid bitch. And then, like, slam them down.
Like, I don't think he did some parts, stupid bitch part.
He didn't say stupid bitch, but
he might as well have.
He definitely made a little too extra.
But I think that made sense for him because, like, you saw when he killed, he had anger issues.
Sure. But, like, why would you take it out?
Like, his kills were fueled by, like, anger.
Yeah, because he was abused.
I just can't imagine having.
So, yeah, it would make sense.
But I don't think,
like, sex would be angry.
I don't like that
yeah, those two
there.
Shouldn't be.
I think that makes sense.
I don't think it does.
High like emotion equaling like the same being on the same wavelength makes sense to me on a character okay. arc.
I don't know, it was just a lot for their first sex.
It was a lot. I get not liking it, but I think that makes sense.
I definitely like when I got to that point I was like
I skipped through the last
I kind of wish there wasn't sex scene in this book.
I think I liked it. I would have been perfectly fine if it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
But then they fuck in the restaurant and he's like, go to the table and spread your legs. And I'm like, oh, it's just like makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, that's
and
just
it's the audio.
In a restaurant.
That's par for the course.
It's the audio of it all. Like maybe if I was reading it,
yeah,
it would have been fine.
Sex scenes sometimes on audio.
Audio,
just,
yeah. It's
and
just
they say,
hard.
She said cunt so much and I hate that word. And like she said it so many times. And like I get you need different words for vagina, but she didn't. You like it was my pussy, my cunt, my pussy.
I don't
cunt.
Like it either.
And I'm like, bro, it's too much listening to it. It's too
I don't
much.
Remember the cunt thing too often.
Oh, it was the last sex scene in the restaurant.
Oh.
There's a lot of it.
Yeah, I don't like it. Don't
and
like
then the last sex scene I skipped over, so I don't know what happened to that one. But I was just like, I can't listen to this anymore. It's too much.
Well, you were talking about the tub one.
Yeah, the tub.
You didn't mention that she was hurt through it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's the other thing. So it's like, that happens a lot, too.
She has, like, a whole dislocated shoulder, and, like, she's been beat to a pulp.
They're so tired. They're like, I need to sleep. I'm not well. And then all of a sudden, they're, like, somehow muster
ravenous.
The strength. Yeah.
Ravenous.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What's up with
know.
That?
I don't know.
I think
all these books are
again,
the same.
Again, like, I think sometimes you, like things despite things. You know what I mean? Like, you know there's a problem with it, and you're like, yeah, but I liked it even though it was
I think it started off really strong for me. I liked some of the descriptors at the beginning, and then once the year started passing I was like, oh. And then the actual killing of it wasn't as much as I thought it would be. Yeah. Like, as two serial killers, I expected more of them killing.
Yes, agreed.
But I thought it was a cool premise. I had fun along the ride. I think it could have ended a lot sooner. I think we could have, like, cut out a couple agreed. Of chapters so here too. And there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm caring for the second book. I don't think I really care enough at all. I think it was, like, a one and done. Good for me.
Yep.
Maybe I'm just, like, I'm craving standalones only these days. So I'm like, yeah. I'll make you a standalone.
Yeah.
You don't exist in part two.
It was a rated R Hallmark movie.
Yeah, I guess.
Campy, flowery writing.
I'd say Netflix.
Campy, flowery writing, but trying to be dark. Adult.
I'm a call it Netflix movie.
Like, I think yeah. it's like a rated X CW like.
Yes,
original.
That's a good. Better, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's really good.
It's a good one.
Yes,
because I think it was more than rated R.
When I finished, I released a breath I didn't even know I was holding. So that was good.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that this. I think what I really liked about it, and I said this before, is that like it was fresh, it was new, it was something I've never read before, and I've read a lot.
She always lets Xena like lick her on the mouth.
I don't
and it's
understand
just
that.
Every dog that meets her licks the crap out of her mouth and ugh. It's disgusting.
I kissy.
Anyway.
It was fresh, it was new, it was something I haven't read before. It's
did you see my rating?
I don't know. I'm scared.
I rated it on Goodreads.
Did you leave a review or did you just put
I did leave a review.
Okay. Hold on, stand by.
I left a small review.
Oh god. Let me find out.
Nothing
it.
Crazy. It was actually really nice.
I gave it a 4. I said, not sure what I was expecting going into this, but I can't say I'm disappointed. I think the premise was so fun going into it. However, I'm not sure if I continue the series. We'll see how I feel as I contemplate it some more. No. Solid 3.75, but bumping up to a 4.
Nice.
Let's find you, Kristen.
Oh, sorry, Erica. I hated it, respectfully.
So I left a note for Erica so that. It's funny when I do these things, I'm just like, people on Goodreads who don't know our podcast are going to be like, "What the fuck? Who the fuck is Erica?" And that's funny.
I didn't leave any review.
You gave it 5 stars though, right?
I did give it 5 stars, but I didn't get. Actually, this is actually a pretty high 4.2 with almost 100,000 reviews.
Yeah,
readings.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. Did you see? I don't know. I realized so I liked a bunch of 1-star reviews, and then I went on my feed and it showed that I liked them, and I was like, oh, it's gonna show me being a hater.
Yeah,
I was like, fuck.
Not a lot of 1-star reviews. There's yeah, only like 1,000.
There's a few and they're all exactly how I feel. So that validated me a little bit. Not gonna lie. All right.
This 1-star review. Thanks. I hate it.
Same. All right. Anything else we want to say? Erica, do you have anything else you want to say about your favorite book?
It's not my favorite book. I think it's one of like maybe top 10 for the year. I read it last year.
Right?
Yeah, no? I read it last year.
Didn't we just
read it
read
last
this?
Week?
This is like January. We just chose this in January.
Oh, yeah. I did read this in January. Holy shit. Oh, my God. It's like already March. Holy fuck.
Yeah,
I know. I'm already having a crisis.
If we do a sliding scale of a year, then probably top 10, but not.
We're only in March, so give it time.
Give it a while.
You're going to
read like 500 books from now until December anyway.
I don't know. Final thoughts on this book. I think that like. You have to be in for like a good time and not be like looking for, again, like a fucking literary masterpiece.
Yeah, go in there with
you
the
just
fun
have
vibes.
To like
amen.
Enjoy for what it is and like not get too into the nitty gritty.
You're right.
And
you have to like those kind of books because yeah, Kristen doesn't like cheesy romance.
It's a campy.
But you like Hallmark movies. That's so interesting.
I don't actually like Hallmark movies. Like I like the idea of them.
It's a campy romantic comedy
that
dark romance.
Sense.
It does.
No,
yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah, you're right, Erica.
That is
so. Yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
And Maria, do you kill
spicy.
People? What?
No.
Okay. Great. Thank you, everybody.
I can't. I have too much anxiety
However,
to kill people. I can't even go see a tax man without having nightmares. Kristen, Jesus.
I'm Batman.
And Erica, are you Batman?
I am Batman.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Go follow us on Instagram if you want. You don't have to, but it's books_n_betches, BETCHES. Thanks for bearing with us through all of our chaos. We love you. Follow us on YouTube or subscribe to us on YouTube, even better. That's Books and Betches. You can look us up. You can watch us. You could see the chaos. Thanks, everybody. We love you. Bye.
Bye.